Okay, we are holding in Simen Tezvov. We saw Sif Aleph. And we are going to be speaking about what to do if one has got tzitzis which became possible and you'd like to remove them and replace them with fresh tzitzis, or if there's certain times when your talith, let's say, rips. And when do we say there's a problem of tasev aleim min ha'osoi? When do we say it's not a problem of tasev aleim min ha'osoi? So we said in Sif Aleph that one is allowed to remove the tzitzis from one talis and place them in another talis. But what you're not supposed to do is remove the tzitzis from one talis and not put them on another baget. That's considered to be a bizui of the mitzvah. That's considered to be your mavaza, the mitzvah. Right now, these tzitzis are servicing a baget, and they're your mekayim and mitzvah through them, just to take them off for no reason, and that you cannot do. We saw in the Mishnah Berurah, there is, however, a heter if the tzitzis became dirty and you'd like to put fresh tzitzis on, then you're allowed to do so. And there were some other cases also where you're allowed to do so. In Beis, Gimel, and Dalet, what we're going to be speaking about is the halachic implications of Tasra Evalei Mina Asli Bipsul. We mentioned before, the Pasuk says, Gedilim Tasalach, that one is supposed to do an Asiya. One is supposed to proactively create tzitzis, which means it needs to be done in a way that I am actually proactively putting the tzitzis on in a way that it's kosher, as opposed to right now I put the tzitzis on in a way that it's possible. And then I'm going to remove the psul and somehow try and create the tzitzis. The example which we've given many times is if I put tzitzis on a garment with round, which doesn't have corners, which is rounded. And then I go ahead and I cut the corner, I cut it into a corner, so now I've got a four-cornered garment, but being that when I placed the tzitzis on, I didn't place it in a way which would be kosher then and there, it was possible, and now I just removed the psul, that's a problem of tasa v'loy min ha'asib psul. So we say in Sif Beis, Eliyoch likach ha'konof k'moshuhu im ha'tzitzis ulatofri bebeged acher. So one cannot take corners, place tzitzis on the corners, and then stitch those corners onto a garment. That you cannot do. Mishum da'al kanfei bigdeihem b'inan. You need to place the tzitzis on the kanfei bigdeihem. I mean, you need to have corners of a garment, and when I have a corner of a garment, then I'm going to place the tzitzis on the corner of the garment. The kanav zeh lehaya mibeged zeh b'shas asiyah, and this corner was not on the beged at the time of the asiyah, and therefore we said it is a problem of taseh v'leim and asib epsul. Says the Mishnah Berurah Yachol, I'm magen Rav Sif Katan Gimel umuchach midrav de dafka kanav she'ein bo yishir les atif. We're speaking in a case where you've got a fairly small corner. Where it isn't large enough that you could, with that corner of the garment, you couldn't have enveloped a child's body with it. After amal ama, and even the Gemara seems to say in all cases it's a problem, even if it's an ama by an ama, gamza adayin ein b'shir itzuf l'diday, it's still not big enough. Avlam im haya b'chaticha shiur shiyia b'y kedei l'sateh. But if in theory I've got a piece of cloth which is large enough that from that I could have made a tzitzis shel mitzvah, a beged shel mitzvah. And then I go ahead and I place the tzitzis on that corner. And then I say, you know what, I think actually I'm going to use this corner with the tzitzis on one of the corners and I'm going to attach it to a larger garment for a much bigger person. That's not considered necessarily that it was done b'ksul, because being that I put it on a garment which had the requisite shear, with which I could have, in theory, made tzitzis on that garment, on garment number one, so that's not considered to be tasev. No, tzitzis mishum mutal tzarif aisele beged acher. Therefore, you would be allowed to join it to a different garment, afir im tzitziyesev, even with the tzitzis, and so on. You quote to taz afterwards who disagrees. So what we're going to be seeing time and time again is we always need to assess. Is it possible that in some way what you've done could have been done the kashrus? If it's necessarily done the psul, because there's no way that you could have done this the kashrus, then it'll be tacitly with us the psul. But if it could have been done the kashrus, even though this wasn't my intention, I was planning on connecting it to another begin, it could have been done the kashrus, so it's not necessarily done the psul, there won't be a problem of Tafrim and Asif of Suf. He says, you're not, the problem is to connect a corner with the tzitzis. Says the Mishabura, Avo Baleha tzitzis mutter lechabrei, imu machzik al koponim sholish utzpais al sholish, as long as it's considered, as long as it's not a negligible piece of material, less than 3 by 3. The Gemara says in many places, gimel etzbois, by gimel etzbois, is the minimum shear to have a shame begat. Gemara says if it's 3 by 3, then it's chazi la'anim. At least it's considered to be a piece of cloth which is usable. A person, ani would use it as a patch to patch up their clothing, but less than 3 by 3, if you've got a tiny little bit of, that's not even considered to be an item of, it's not considered to be a piece of cloth. It's nothing. It's negligible. So as long as you would have, if you haven't had the tzitzis attached, and you would like to attach a corner to another thing, that's fine. V'achkach Yaakov b'tzitzis, that is fine. Mikol shara beged einsof lahatzir klal. In such a case, you wouldn't need to undo the tzitzis on the rest of it. Fine. Let us move on to Gimel. So again, so in Ziv Beis we've said that you're not allowed to take a corner, put tzitzis on it, and then attach it to another garment, providing that that corner was too small in its own right to have a sheer beged with which you could have put tzitzis on, because it's a problem of tassav levinasav epsul. When it put the tzitzis on that corner, it was not on a garment which was mechuyev in tzitzis, and that would be tassav levinasav. Gimel, talis mitzu yetzes kehilchasa. Regular talis, everything was done properly. Mitzu yetzes kehilchasa, shechilku l'shtayim, and it was divided into shechilku l'shtayim. Ubechol chelik yesh beishir lisatif. So this is a classical example of what we just mentioned. We've got a large talis, and now it gets divided into two. Each of the two sections has within it a shear. And you've got one or two tzitzis on each piece, whatever the case is. So if now you subsequently add each piece to another piece of garment, so the two, let's say I've got a piece of my talis, and there's two tzitzis over here, cut down the middle, I can take another garment and attach it to it. And I don't say, oh, those two tzitzis on that one side, they were nasib apsul. No, they were nasib akashris. And even when it got cut down the middle, those two tzitzis still had a shame tzitzis, because it was still attached to a piece of cloth which had the requisite shear. So it never happens to be that I cannot be mekayim my mitzvah tzitzis yet, because I need to put on another one. But just like if I have a garment, and I put one tzitzis on one corner, it's okay. It's a problem because it's possible right now because you need one of the four. Okay, we'll get there. I can't do all four at once. I put the second one on, so that's fine. We look at it the same way. Originally there were four. It was split into two. The piece of cloth still has a shear. That is okay. There's no problem of tasev lemin asi. Says the Mishnah
Berurah. Okay, it didn't have the shear.
Say again.
And if it did originally have the shear, and then you cut it, and then didn't
that? So that's going to be a problem. We're going to mention that's going to be a problem. Now he says in mechol chelik avol in ein mechol chelik kedilasate. But if the piece which cut in a way that the piece does not have the shear kedilasate, kimo yishu shchiach b'talisus ketanim shalanu. For instance, if it happened to be a relatively small talis in the first place, and now that it gets cut, neither piece, one of the two pieces, did not have the requisite shear. Shikish nischalik l'shtayim ein b'hem shir yitzuf. Then nisbatel b'hem tekev ha-mitzvah tzitzis. So at that stage we say, the mitzvah tzitzis is finished. It's a bottle. Because right now you have a garment which doesn't have the shear. And you have tzitzis attached to a garment which doesn't have the shear. So now those tzitzis become bottle. We look at the tzitzis that they're bottle. The nafkamin is that now if you attach that half garment to another piece of cloth, those tzitzis would be tasvalim and asib b'psul. You'd have to undo them and put them back on again. But the point is, so long as the beged that they're attached to still has the shear kedei l'sa'atif, So it's considered to be a beged shel mitzvah. It's considered that I placed the tzitzis al kanfei bigdehem, and the kind of they still remain bekasha. So again, avlam ein the im ein mechol chelik kedei l'sate kameizu shchiach b'talisus katanim. Shalanu shikusnes chalik l'shtayim ein mem shir ito. If it doesn't have the shir ito of nisbak mem tekev a mitzvah tzitzis. So let's see, say, okay, I'm going to attach the two pieces together. I'm going to attach it together. Or to another piece of cloth. You'd have to initially undo, unravel, untie the tzitzis. The echad ein boy. Got two pieces. The right piece is the large piece. The left piece is the small piece. The right piece has the shir itof. The left doesn't. Ein sarach lahate rak mehachilik she'ein boy. So again, just thinking about the case, I've got a garment. Let's say it rips. It rips. You know, like this. You know, this piece has the shir itof with two tzitzis on this, and this doesn't have. So I would have to undo the tzitzis on this side, because this doesn't have. This is not a beged which would have a chiyuv tzitzis. So now these tzitzis became posel, tasav lemin asui. These two on this side are still kosher, so this is fine. So before I connect the garments, the two pieces together, I should untie the two tzitzis on this side, attach it, and then I put the two on either side, and now I'm good to go. V'achach yatzal mi'chadesh achash yischabra halakim. Now we said that in a case where, again, the case in the Shulchan Aruch was speaking about where each of the two pieces did have a shear, we said, Ein poi mishum tas, so there's no problem with tas, I mean, honestly, that tzitzis shenish aru ein shame psul aleihem. There's no shame psul on the tzitzis, kevin di yesh ben kadei shear yitzuf. The tzitzis are attached to a smaller garment. Okay, im yirtze yachol litzarif lo'oisei hachatzi hachatzicha. If you want, mi beged acher, v'las yistitzis chadashim al ha'knafes hachadashim. If you wanted to, you could attach them to another garment and put new tzitzis on the other side. V'kol shgin shiachol lasis min hachatzi tala shalim. Dahainu shiyas ashtei tzitzis al ha'knafes. Let's say you just want to attach the two pieces together. Each of them has a shear. So originally you had a beged like this. Each of them had a shear, and then it sliced down the middle, two tzitzis on either side, and you just want to attach the two together. That's going to be fine. Yesh oimrim ditzarech mitchila lahatzeh tzitzis min chelik echad v'achakach yisparenu. So this is very interesting, meaning based on what we've said, you shouldn't really need to do so, because the two pieces were okay. But here, I'm attaching two together, and like, bang, as soon as I attach the two together, poof, it just becomes kosher. So there is this Yesh Ayimrim, it's a Taz, who says, in that case, you should be matter one of the sides, v'achashit benu yatel v'tzitzis, dimla yate havi b'chal tasvim na'asri. Again, I will rave achreinim bekilim v'sevim v'zele havi v'chal tasvim na'asri. As we said, what we just got, that was the whole sif. The whole sif says that if you have a beged which rips, and then you've got two tzitzis on either side, so then the tzitzis remain kosher. And if you attach it to another piece of cloth, it's fine, because being that this has a sheer beged and this is a sheer beged, it's fine. So therefore, logic dictates that if you attach the two pieces together, that's not called tas avalim in asi b'psul. Tas says it's good to be a machmir in that case, because at the end of the day, right now, I've got a beged with two tzitzis. Right now, this is possible. I've got a beged with two tzitzis. Right now, it's possible. I attach them in the middle of the beged, and automatically, how did they become kosher?
Right now it's possible.
Say again?
All four the same.
Correct. Correct.
So why don't we just say the same?
Correct. So I guess that's what Rui Bachmanim is saying, that Lemais, it's not Tasselim and Asli, but he's just saying that right now I've got a beggar with two, a beggar with two, and I'm attaching two begadim with two. Says the Taz, that might also be a problem. But as he says, Rav Achronim say that it is fine. And yeah, good. Fine. Okay, that is that. So we've got Sif Dalet, so we can just have to pass this around at the time. But whatever, we'll tell you which ones to look at. Okay, so Sif Dalet. Sif Dalet. Here we go. Okay, Nikra Hatalis. Teich Shalish Etzbeis Samach Lesfas Hakanof. Yeah, this is like the first. This is number one in the top corner over here. We have a case where you've got a case over here. If you can see the screen, where you've got a little piece within three etzbois which is ripped. So we're going to see over here a machlokes between Rashi and Rav Amram as to what exactly is the problem in a situation where you have a rip within Gimel Etzbeis? So, Nikra Teich Shalish Etzbeis Samach Lesfas HaKonav Einoi Rashoi Latofri. That is what the Gemara says in Menachos, that if you have a rip which is within three Etzbeis, then you're not able to stitch it up. You have an issue. Now, what's the reason? Upirish Rashi. Rashi says the reason why, and this is going to be the next the next diagram, Upirish Rashi, the Chayshinen, sheyishtayer mihut hatzvira. A person is going to go ahead and take their thread, and they're going to stitch up the area which ripped within three. Again, it's like this. You've got within three, etzbois, it rips like this, and it rips like this. So the concern is, you're going to go and you're going to stitch it up, and you're going to say, hey, I've got a piece of thread. Maybe I'll use that for one of my strings. And obviously that's going to be a problem. The concern, according to Rashi, is that in the area where you need to put the tzitzis, which is within three etzbois, you might be tempted, possibly, to use that piece of thread as one of your strings. And obviously that cannot be used. And therefore, it's going to be a problem, according to Rashi. That's where Rashi learns what is this issue of teich shalosh etzbois. Again, Pirish Rashi, the Hashinin Shishtayim Mechutatzvira Vienichenu, you'll leave it the Yesif Olav Shiva Chutim Lashim Tzitzis, which is diagram number two, Aleph Beis and Gimel over here. That, yeah, like we've said, that the concern is that you've got one of your strings which you used to stitch, and then you're going to add seven more strings. Ulatamza. According to this reason, afiru nikra kol shehu lo yitzbar. According to Rashi's reason and according to Rashi's understanding, it's going to come out that even if, let's say, it rips like this, it hasn't ripped all the way. It hasn't ripped all the way. So you want to go ahead and you want to stitch it up. We're going to see in a minute, according to Rav Amram, it's only if the whole thing rips off. We're going to see in a minute. But according to Rashi, that the concern is that it ripped and now the tzitzis have fallen out, you need to kind of stitch it up again and so on. Even if the whole corner doesn't rip and it's still somewhat attached, to the extent that I need to sew and stitch within the place where I place my tzitzis, I might be tempted to use that actual string for one of my tzitzis. So again, ulatamze afilu nikra kolshu loy yitpar. Ulufiza talishal
set. How do you add seven strings? The eight is made up of four. How are you going to add seven?
I guess the concern is that maybe you might not end up using all of the ones. You might, I don't know, clip off one of the ones which are attached because you've already got one there anyway, and it's a nice fresh string, and therefore you're going to clip off one of them. Remember, we saw before that if you have more than eight, if you cut one of them off, that's fine. So you might be tempted to use that one, and that is a problem. At times, if you don't nikra kol shu la yitzvar, these are talishal tzemer, shenikra teich shalish mutalitvar. But it does come out one kula, according to Rashi's understanding, and that is if the garment is a woolen garment. Now, if it's a woolen garment, Talishol Tzemesh Nikra Tzich Shalosh Muta Litzpar Ha'idna the Ein Derech Litzpar B'chutei Tzemer. Well, it's not the derech to use woolen strings to stitch. You make a garment out of wool, but you don't stitch something up out of a woolen string, says the Shulchan Aruch. So you're going to use, let's say, a string of canvas or something else, or cotton. Mishnah Berurah explains, and everyone knows that you're not able to use a cotton string to patter a woolen garment. So, again, what are we saying over here? If it ripped within three over here, and you have to stitch it up, so if the beged is made of wool, then it's okay. Because, what are you going to say? I'm going to stitch it up. I'm not going to be tempted to use cotton thread, because I know cotton thread cannot patter a woolen garment. So the whole concern is that, let's say previously they would use woolen threads to stitch up a garment. So then the concern is, so I use woolen thread, so I'm going to use my woolen thread, one of the thread which I use to stitch up the garment, I'm going to use it for one of my strings. That's a problem. But if the garment is made of wool, and nowadays we don't use wool to stitch up a garment, I use cotton, everyone knows you cannot use cotton thread to pass our beged of tzemer. And therefore, that would come out that it is permitted.
I thought Rashi's problem was not you're going to use it for stitching, is that there's a bit of prayed.
Correct, which you will choose. Exactly. So, in other words, it's not that I'm going to use the frayed bits of the garment. It's that I'm going to use the thread which I'm using to stitch up the garment as one of my strings. So I'm not going to use, I don't stitch up a garment with woolen thread, so I'm going to take a cotton thread, polyester thread, whatever it is I'm going to take, and everyone knows that you can't use cotton and polyester. Therefore there is no hashash. That's exactly what he says.
So what was the fault? Well, why didn't have hashash
to start? So again, one more time. We're saying over here, if you have a garment and it rips within Gimel Etzbeis, and Gimel Etzbeis is the place where you have your tzitzis. According to Rashi, we're saying the whole thing doesn't need to rip, but once you have an area which you need to sew up, and let's say the tzitzis have fallen up, the concern is I'm going to go ahead and take the thread which I'm using to stitch up this tear, and that thread I'm going to use as one of my eight strings. Says the Shulchan Aruch, according to that, if the garment is a woolen garment, and a woolen garment, the only way you can patter a woolen garment is with woolen strings. And nowadays I don't use wool to mend a tear, so I'm going to be using, let's say, cotton strings, or cotton thread. Everyone knows that you cannot use cotton threads to patter a woolen garment, and therefore the whole hashash of this Gemara, according to Rashi, isn't kayim anymore. The whole hashash is the very thread which I'm using to stitch up the garment. I'll say it's a nice new thread, a good strong thread. I'm going to use that for one of my eight strings. You're not going to if it's cotton, because you know I've got a woolen garment. I need wool to patter wool, and I'm using cotton. So let's just read it Rashi one more time. We'll see the second shot tomorrow. One more time. Nikra talis teich shalosh etzbeisam lesvas hakanas. Says the Gemara, Ein Rishay L'Tafrei. Within three, you're stuck. What's the pshat? We're going to have Rashi, and we're going to have two days in Rav Amram. Today we're seeing Rashi. Here's Rashi. What's the concern? Hashinin shishtayr michut hatzfira. Whatever thread you're going to use to stitch up the tear, there's going to be some of the thread left. V'yanichenu v'yesef alav shiva. You're going to use that as one of your eight, and you're going to add seven more. L'shem tzitzis. So says the Mechaber, Latam Zeh, Ilu Nikra Kolshu La Yitzpar. Unlike what we'll see tomorrow, that it's only if the entire thing comes off. According to Rashi, once you need to stitch in the area within three, you're in the danger zone, and we're concerned. However, it does come out one kula, and that is Lafiza Talishol Tzemer Shenikra Tzichshalish Mutu Litzpar. If it's a woolen garment, then you are allowed to stitch it up. Because you're not going to be using woolen thread, you're going to be using cotton thread, and everyone knows you cannot patter a woolen garment with cotton thread. So I guess just the one thing, at least to take out of this, is if you have a cut within Gimel and Spice, just remember, you're in the danger zone. Okay, we'll pick it up tomorrow.